This is episode 121 of the Time Hackers podcast as we continue our productive routine series. And today we talk all about our weekend productive routine. You're listening to the Time Hackers podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. So, weekends, huh? Well, weekends can be a pet peeve because they're very, very tricky. The thing is that we either end up planning so much stuff that we want to accomplish during the weekend that we reach Monday completely exhausted, completely unprepared for the new week, or we don't do anything. We take our time to rest and then we hit Monday feeling like we're losers because we had this amazing long weekend and we did nothing but rest during it. So really, sometimes those weekends are just a lose-lose situation, but I am about to share with you a three-step routine for your weekends that will make any weekend into a perfect, ideal weekend of your dreams. I am not kidding you. So let's dive right into it because I don't suppose that you need me to explain why weekends are so important and why it's so important to have a productive routine for them, right? Okay, so let's dive in. Your first step will be to decide what it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to accomplish over the weekend. Create a list. Do you want to read a book? Do you want to go hiking? Do you want to spend more time with the kids? What it is that you want to do. Now, if you want to rest more, if you want to sleep in, if you want to do things that are just chilling and rejuvenating, that's perfectly fine, but they still have to be on that list of yours. Now, the second step would be to put it on your schedule. Now, how do you do that? Well, you start by creating blocks of time in your schedule according to your lifestyle, according to your circumstances. For example, if you have quiet mornings around your house, this is a perfect way to carve out time to do your creative work, to practice a new hobby of yours, to do some reading. This is a great time slot for that. Now, on the other hand, if your spouse has a spinning class during the weekend, this is a great time slot for spending some alone time with the kiddos. Awesome, right? You see where I'm going with this. Work with what you already have and spread the activities from your I wish I did on the weekend list to accomplish harmoniously throughout your entire weekend. Work with the schedule that you already have and decide which time slots are best for which activities. Now, the third and final step of this routine is to follow through with your plan while giving yourself a little bit of forgiveness. And what do I mean? Well, much like your work days, weekends can be surprising. Sometimes we have guests that we didn't expect. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes stuff that we thought that would take only an hour take 3 hours because we had just so much fun at the pool that we didn't want to leave. And that is okay. I don't want you to spend your weekends feeling, oh, I'm on a tight schedule. I need to finish this up and go to my next task. No, this is not what this is all about. But once you create your list and you know what's truly important and what is prioritized, and you put it on your schedule in the time slots that it fits in, then once you go to the execution part, to the follow through with your plan part, it's a lot easier to understand that, well, you know what? I choose to stay here for 3 hours instead of one because I'm having so much fun. And then by the time that you reach Monday and you're back to work, you feel content because it was your choice what to do. It was your choice when to do it. And it was your choice to say, screw the plan. I'm going to stick with what feels right right now. So to summarize, step number one is to decide what you want, to create a list of the things that you want to accomplish. Step number two is to plan them and put them on your schedule according to the time slots that you already have in your life. And step number three is to follow through with what works in the moment. This is everything, guys. I hope this will allow you to have more powerful, productive, and happy weekends. Actually, I know that it will because this method, this routine has never failed me before. So now it's time that you'll be in the spotlight and not me. Share in the comments below how this routine affected your weekend. Try it on our next weekend and tell me in the comments below how this works out for you. This is everything for today, guys. I will see you in our next episode. Until then, keep calm and hack time.